It's a Christian legend. It speaks of a man who wants to enter the kingdom of God already here on earth, which we are all able to do. He wants something more. So he goes to a door where he thinks there is someone that will help him. He knocks on the door. A voice from within says, "Who's there?" The man at the door says, "A believer." And the voice from within says, "There's no one here." So the man leaves and wanders and prays for a year and then comes back to the door a year later, knocks on it again. The voice says, "Who's there?" This time the man says, "Your brother." The voice from behind says, "There is no one here." So the man leaves, wanders for a year, prays, comes back to the door, knocks one more time. Again the voice says, "Who's there?" This time the man says, "It is you," and the door opens. It is you, and the door opens. See, there's something about our relationship with our Lord that has to be more than just a believer. That's a good thing. Or our next step would be to say, "I'm a sister or a brother to Christ," and that is a very good thing as well. But our Lord comes here on earth that we may be transformed into another Christ, that we may be so identified with him that he sees himself in us, and we see ourselves in him and in others. This is part of what I think our Lord is trying to say today in the gospel. The sheep and the goats are both very valuable, but Jesus is able to recognize his followers as sheep because of the way that they act, how they embody him in their lives, how they go about living, not just what they say or what they even just believe, but what they put into practice. This is a challenge, a great challenge, and yet a beautiful one. It's a challenge because, again, we hear even the believers, the sheep, say, "Lord, when did we see you?" And Jesus says, "When you did these things out of love for me and others, that's when you saw me." And then, of course, those who are the goats, I always get a kick out of this because there's certain professional sports people that call themselves the goats. That means that they're the greatest of all times, right? A little bit of pride, I think, in that, unfortunately. So nonetheless, the goats then don't recognize Jesus either. And our Lord wants to point out that they don't recognize him because they didn't recognize that desire that he puts in our hearts to care for other people, to notice when someone is hurting, to notice Christ within ourselves and his desire to care for other people. And this is a challenge in many cases because sometimes we don't pay attention to what's going on inside of ourselves. You've heard before, the longest distance for each of us to travel is to go from your head to your heart. We see someone need, but we tell ourselves somebody else will take care of them. Or, you know, there's wonderful work that's done by Habitat for Humanity or by Levin or other things. They'll take care of them. See? And certainly we want to support those places, but we also need to put ourselves in practice there and serve others. What's going on within your heart today? Our Lord doesn't want us to feel shame or guilt in a bad way. What he wants to do is speak to us and let ourselves share ourselves with him. I don't know about you, but I feel like we're in the messy middle of something, which of course is the pandemic. We tend to want to see the end, which is the vaccines, which we're told are coming, and yet we have months at least of this still. And there's a certain anxiousness on my part to get over with this, you see. What our Lord wants us to see is that he is there on the cross, and at times we are called to be with him there. We're called to be like those holy women who stand with him, knowing that the resurrection will come, expecting Jesus to bring new life, but we're in the messy middle, waiting, praying, hoping. And we want to pay attention to that desire within ourselves, that desire for hope, for rebirth in our Lord. In many ways, that's what brings us here today. We want to hear his voice and make it part of ourselves. We want to receive him in the Eucharist so that he can transform us into someone else. And when we pay attention to these desires that God places within each one of us, we feel a great love for God and for others. We notice a person who's on the outs. Maybe it's that person that is always looking into our social group. Maybe it's the person at school that sits apart from others. Maybe it's somebody at work that our co-workers despise. This is where our Lord calls us, you see. We want to see what's in our heart and see what's in theirs, which is the goodness that Jesus places. We want to reach out to them. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Notice that our Lord doesn't expect us to heal people who are sick. Doesn't expect us to solve all their problems, just to help them in some small way, to be with them, let them know that we notice them, we see them, we want to walk with them. The Lord's not asking too much from each of us, but he does want us to pay attention to what's inside there and to act accordingly. You see, it's beautiful that those who want to enter the kingdom of God in some ways already are entering that kingdom when they act in such a way as Jesus would act. This is our desire too. And we can say, like that man who's knocking on the kingdom of heaven, that this kingdom of heaven begins here on earth through our actions, and it continues on forever because we've begun to be part of it already now. And when we feel these desires within ourselves, the love we have for our family, which hopefully we can see some of during Thanksgiving, when we feel these great desires, we can say, is that you, Lord? And when we see somebody in need and our heart goes out to them, we can also say, is that you, Lord? And when our Lord comes to us, we feel his presence, we feel united as we pray together, we can say, it's you, it's you. And the door opens to us. Our Lord reigns in our hearts. We find him there, and we share him with others.